with I can't remember what they call them, the little things, the little white things that went into gas tubes. I don't know.
Do you remember? I don't know either.
I know whatever it is, they are easily broken.
Did you have any fireplaces there?
We have a fireplace up there, but I don't think it was ever used, just like I have a fireplace here, and it's never used. And I had a fireplace in the house that I bought in Washington when I was there, and I never used it.
Never used it.
To me, it's just a matter of decoration, mm-hmm. You know, just for the room.
I'll ask you a few questions about fireplace and so forth, so some of them may not be very familiar. Mm-hmm. This one would be the thing that the smoke goes out of.
The chute. Mm-hmm. That's probably why we don't use it. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to get in there and clean it.
Anything else you've heard people call that?
The chute.
The brick thing that it goes up, the smoke goes up out of them.
The chimney.
Mm-hmm. What if that the chimney's on an industrial plant? Do you still call it a chimney or you call it something else? So if you go out to a big factory and you have a big round one that goes up, you still call that a chimney?
Right, I don't believe it is. I don't believe it's called a chimney, and I almost know what it is that it's called, but I just can't call it right now. A smoke snack.
It's the same, yeah. The open place right in front of the fireplace, uh-huh. You have a name for that?
A hearth.
Mm-hmm. And in the fireplace, you have metal things that you lay the wood across. Any uh-huh. name for that?
Gridirons.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, and sometimes above the fireplace you might have a little wooden protrusion, you might put lamps and so forth on it. You know what I'm talking about?
The mantle?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anybody call a mantle anything else beside a mantle? Mm-hmm. And the big round piece of wood maybe with bark on it that you put in the back of the fireplace, did you have a name for that piece of wood, or would you?
Oh boy, I believe I know what you're talking about, but I can't even call it.
Would you ever hear it called backlog?
Backlog, that's what it is that I was trying to think of what it was that it was called. Mm-hmm. I don't use it, but that's what it would be.
I never built a fire.
Right.
and the kind of wood that you might use to start a fire, use a pine or something like that, and you can light directly with a match. Do you have any name for that kind of wood?
I used to know that too. I don't know what
Yeah, did you do you hear it called light wood or lighter or kindling?
Kindling wood, that's what I've heard.
Kindling. Mm-hmm. And let's see.
What kindling wood was, I don't know.
I didn't really know much about this either.
Right.
The wood burns, you have what left there?
Ashes.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes some black stuff gets on the chimney.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We talked about chairs and furniture and tables, and you buy all that at what kind of store you go to?
Furniture stores usually.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.
And more and more in the department stores.
Mm-hmm. Now, the things that hang at the window that keep the light out, those are?
Shades or blinds.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between shades and blinds?
Yes.
Can you explain that to me?
Well, with a shade, it's all in one piece, mm-hmm. and you pull everything down mm-hmm. at the same time. Mm-hmm. With a blind, it's somewhat like a shutter. Mm-hmm. And it goes it closes at one time too, but in separate pieces. Usually. As a matter of fact, my father's fence up there is made of old blinds that he took down and didn't use them anymore.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that sometime.
And his whole fence around the yard is made out of those blinds.
Really? What do you call these things?